Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. Going into our second week talking about the devotional gather at the table, last week we started with imagining in our prayer time what we would like our table to look like, who would be around it, what kind of community we wanted to begin building. So as we imagine that table, this week we're going to talk about how can we begin building that table. How can we begin building that community? And it starts with us. We are the foundation of starting that table. And our first week in the devotion is titled Community Basics Starts With You, because that's where I really believe it starts with you. It starts with me. My table starts with me. So during this week, there are five sections, 5 days. And the first section is called Dream a Little Dream, because we first have to look at our life and the dreams we have for it, the path that we want it to take. And then day two is your role. So we have this life, we have a community around us. So what is our role in that community? Then section three is disconnection. And this is one of the places I kind of want to focus on this week. So I've talked before about we have so many ways to connect through social media, with our phone, with our computer. But if you look around, like if you go to a restaurant, so that's a table, you go to a restaurant and you look around the restaurant, I see so many people just on their phones, scrolling through, heads down, not looking at each other, no words coming out of their mouth. It's like they're eating by themselves with their phone. And I feel like this is really one of the key problems, is we're not looking at each other in the eye. We're not actually having conversation. So the next section in the devotion is called Let's Get Together, because that's what I feel like is really needed. We need to be drawing together more than just those social media posts, more than just the proximity at the table, but face-to-face conversations. And in the book, I'll just read this one paragraph, because it's talking about the verse in Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "By yourself you're unprotected. With a friend you can face the worst. Can you round up a third? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped." We are unprotected when we are alone. Think about that just for a second. Unprotected from temptation? Unprotected from harmful self-talk? Unprotected from the trials of this life that we know have and will continue to come. We need to have others in our life to help us through the tough times and to celebrate in the good times. We need people. It's the way we are wired, the way that life was designed to be lived. And that's what I want us to focus on this week. The people. Face-to-face conversation. Not just proximity in our home, not just proximity in the workplace, not just proximity around a table, but actually putting down devices and having conversations face to face. And then that last day is titled Be Brave. And I usually have some kind of a challenge for the week. So this weekly challenge says, issue the invitation to someone to have a meal or a simple coffee. Take time with that person and share genuine conversation, expressing care and concern in their life. You can do it. You're braver than you know. And sometimes that's where the hang up starts. Like, we don't put ourselves out there. We don't invite the other person. We want the connection, but we're not sure how to begin. And so this week, I want me to focus on in the next 7 days, Who can we issue the invitation to? Who can we invite to sit down and share lunch, to sit down and have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and then actually issue the invitation. Issue the invitation and try to sit down in the next week with someone face to face and share life with them. That's our goal. To be a community that shares life together. And now let's pray about that. Dear Heavenly Father, you have such an amazing example to us of sharing life with others. As you walked down the road with your disciples, as you worked alongside of them, and as you sat at the table with them. Thank you for showing us the ways that this can be done. As we're going through this week, bring to mind someone that we can do this in our life with. Whether it's someone in our very own home, our very own family, at our work, at our church, in our book club, in our small group, someone that you talk to on Facebook or Instagram. How can we make those relationships alive? Face-to-face conversation. How can we share our life with each other? Guide us, Lord, as we do that this week. Help us to be brave. Help us to put our phones away and share life with someone else. In your precious name. Amen. So as we're moving about this week, be brave. Reach out. Share life. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.